Anyway, this week the House of Representatives passed three bills that Republicans say are a needed reform of this nation's civil law system. The measures, part of the Republican contract with America, make it harder for plaintiffs to sue corporations and put limits on damages they can collect. The Clinton administration and many consumer groups oppose the reforms and hope to change them when the package goes to the Senate. NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
The legal reforms passed by the House this week will either A, mean that egregious abuses of our nation's tort laws will be curbed, or B, impose a chilling effect on lawsuits and cut off low- and middle-income Americans from the courts. The correct answer may be C. It depends on who you talk to. Republicans in Congress, who included legal reforms in their contract with America, believe their actions this week will mean lower costs on everything from doctors' fees and drugs to auto insurance. Illinois Republican Henry Hyde says consumers and businesses will benefit from legal reform.
They're both important. The people are important, and they will benefit. The business community is important. They do create the jobs and develop the products. They will benefit. And a legal system that's fair to everybody will certainly benefit us all.
Corporations have long sought the changes Republicans and some Democrats voted for in the House this week. Under the measure, a plaintiff who files suit against a corporation may have to pay its legal fees if the plaintiff loses and the judge rules the suit was frivolous. In other lawsuits, plaintiffs would have to pay the other side's fees if the plaintiff rejected a settlement and was awarded a lower amount in a trial. Plaintiffs will also have a higher standard to meet if they accuse a company of fraud. The most contentious change, approved yesterday, puts a $250,000 limit on the amount plaintiffs can be awarded in product liability and malpractice suits. Democrats who oppose these changes charge Republican arguments that they're needed because of an explosion in liability claims and awards is a myth. Democrat John Bryant of Texas.
All the studies indicate just the opposite. The product liability lawsuits are going down in number. The size of verdicts has not increased. But you've got an enormous advertising campaign, and for 20 years they've in effect been carrying out this public relations campaign to convince the public that there's an explosion in the number of suits.
They, in this case, are the corporations who Bryant says have been giving campaign contributions and sending armies of lobbyists to Capitol Hill to push for the legal reforms. Opponents, however, have had some big guns on their side, too, including the nation's trial lawyers, consumer groups, and the Clinton administration. All hope to have better luck in the Senate blocking or moderating the House-passed reforms. This is Brian Naylor at the Capitol.